Hey everyone, welcome back to the Snack Shack, and thank you in advance for joining me on this little journey. This is the first episode of my new mini-series about our body, specifically our body's relation to food. In each episode, I will come out with something short and sweet on different topics, and I think there will be 5 episodes in total. Today, I'll be covering appetite and satiety in our body. So if you don't know what satiety is, it's the feeling of fullness we have after our body is nourished. And conversely, appetite is when we want to eat regardless of if the body needs to be nourished or satiated. So first, I think I need to address how we actually get hungry, because I realize that not many of us actually know what's going on physiologically. Essentially, when the cells in our bloodstream run low on nutrients, our hypothalamus, which is in the brain, sends messages to signal to our body that we need food or water, enabling us to feel hungry and thirsty, and thus go eat or drink. And through that, we successfully regulate our nutrient levels so that we can function at a basic level. Now, yes, we know when to eat, but how much? When do we stop? It's actually simpler than one might think. Once our bodies are satisfied, it sends signals back to the brain, and the brain signals for the hormone production and release of leptin. Leptin is what tells the body that it is full. More food intake means more leptin released, so its purpose is to control energy intake, control hunger, and suppress appetite. Now, I mentioned appetite, and that plays a huge role. Before we actually start eating, we see, smell, hear, and think about food with our 5 senses, and we go crazy. Our senses send signals to our brain that tell us food is ready to be devoured. And then we actually start salivating, and our stomach starts grumbling, because by the time we realized it, signals have been sent out to prepare us for digestion. Now we want that food. We need that food. Or at least psychologically. This isn't always good, because oftentimes, even if you have an appetite and are craving something, you don't usually need it, but you definitely want it, which influences more and more eating. So it is very easily conditioned. Like how pit trainers train their dogs, we basically operate the same way. Cake after a busy day or after an assessment, chocolate, gummies, celebratory pizza, and all the sorts to keep our spirits high. This can be dangerous though, because it is hard to tell when to stop when it comes to appetite, which can cause physical health concerns like obesity and diabetes, where an excessive amount of leptin is present in the body. Having too much leptin has been linked to psychological problems like eating disorders, depression, and anxiety. Before I leave, I would like to announce that today's episode is sponsored by Cleveland Clinic. They provided me with all the information on leptin, so if you want to learn more about leptin in greater detail, I will link the page in the description and you should go and check it out. So be mindful of your eating habits, guys. Is it hunger or appetite? Pay attention to your leptin levels, and also, a little tip is to eat slowly so the leptin can kick in before you've already overloaded yourself. See you in the next one.